Versus Sisisa is the Maisa of Egel Azahav, the story of the golden calf. And the obvious question that's been asked through Dori Dori throughout Jewish history is how is it possible for Klal Yisrael, a nation which had just gone through all the Makkos of Mitzrayim, nearly the year of Makkos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Chomos Amalek, Matan Torah, all the Nisim in the Midbar, how is it possible that they should turn away from the Ribbono Shalom so quickly and so completely? And the question is only strengthened by the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that the derech of the Yetzer Hara, the way the Yetzer Hara works, is today it will say, do this, tomorrow it says, do something else, till eventually, la'at la'at, slowly, slowly, the Yetzer Hara positions a person where he can eventually do Avodah Zarah. But to do it quickly, to do it in one fell swoop, the way happened by the eagle, seems to defy even the tactic of the Yetzer Hara itself. The answer lies in the first pasuk, describing the eagle. The pasuk says, "V'yara am ki voishish Moshe l'eretz minahar," that Moshe Rabbeinu tarried in descending from the mountain, from Har Sinai. "V'kol ha'am al Aaron," so the nation gathered around Aaron. "V'yomer elav kum ase lanu elohim," they said, "Raise up a god before us." "Asher yelchu lefaneinu," that will walk before us. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who took out Mitzrayim, we don't know where he is. So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Peites darshens this pasuk. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what does it mean that Moshe tarried boshesh? Al tikre boshesh ela boshesh. Don't read boshesh, tarry, ela boshesh, came the sixth. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on high, went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. Omer lehen Yisrael, said the Klai Yisrael, Sofer b'im yom t'vitchil sheish, at the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, Nivah, I'm going to come. Sofer b'im yom, Bas Sutton, at the end of the 40th day, the Sutton came. V'irves ha'olam, and he created this complete confusion in the world. Omer lehen, the Sutton said to Klai Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu heichen hu, where's Moshe Rabbeinu your Rabbi? Amrullah, they said, Allah Maram, he went up to get the Torah. Amrullahan, the Sultan said to Klai Yisrael, Bo Sheish, the sixth hour came, he doesn't care about you. Here's the end of the sixth hour of the 40th day, he's not here. Mace, he's dead. He doesn't care about you. Here Lahan Demus Mitoso, the Sultan showed Klai Yisrael an image of his bed, of his deathbed. They actually saw this image of Moshe Rabbeinu who was dead. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal says, the Pshat in the Gemara and the Pshat in the Maisa Egel, the answer to all the questions, not only how could this defy the method of the Yetzer Hara, and how could it be such a complete turnaround and so quickly, is that when Klal Yisrael saw this image of Moshe Rabbeinu dead, and they heard the Sutton's words, that Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't kept in their minds the word, although they didn't understand that the first day didn't count because a day has to start the night before, and he had spoken to them in the morning. So the cheshbon, the actual calculation, was mistaken, but Klal Yisrael was unaware of that at the time. So when Klal Yisrael saw the deathbed of Moshe Rabbeinu, they heard the words of the Sutton, they had yish, they gave up. They had complete helplessness and hopelessness. Says Rabbi Chanan that once a person is struck with yish, the floor flaws out very quickly. It's like an elevator being at the top floor of a 100-story building and cutting the rope of the elevator and falling to the ground within seconds. But the question remains that if Yish is so powerful and works so instantly and Klal Yisrael transformed itself in a moment, why wasn't this a teretz? Why wasn't this an excuse for Klal Yisrael? They couldn't control themselves. They were overtaken by Yish. And yet we see from the Eagle that the punishment that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to bring to Klal Yisrael was clear, was complete destruction. And Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, only Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, which saved Klal Yisrael from destruction at the time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that instead to give the entire punishment a one fell swoop, instead, he would mete it out throughout the generations. But why? If Klal Yisrael was subject to Yish, and they couldn't help themselves, why wasn't this an amasla? Why wasn't this a teretz, an excuse for them? And the answer to the question is that Klal Yisrael made a tragic and critical mistake. And that is that there's no person in the world who Klal Yisrael depends on, even a Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, although that he was the shliach to bring the Makos in Mitzrayim, and he was a shliach for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he was a shliach for Kriyas Yamsuf, and he was a shliach for Chomus Amalek, and he was a shliach for Matan Torah, he's still a person. All those nisim, all the Chazdi Hashem was not from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu was rather the shliach whose hand, through hand it came. But it's really the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, the Taina on Klal Yisrael is they shouldn't have been Miyayish. That even if they don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu, they still have Hashem. And Hashem's going to take care of them, either with Moshe Rabbeinu or without Moshe Rabbeinu. So what we see is two important ideas from the Eagle. One is that Yish has the power to completely undermine a person and do it quickly. And the second is, as bleak as the situation appears, there's never any reason for Yish because the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there. As a matter of fact, Reb Tzadik HaKoyin says that when a person says Shema every day and he says the Parshat Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, this should be one of the kavonis. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim was taking Klal Yisrael from an impossible situation. There was no way anything could have saved them except the Nisim. And says Reb Tzadik that a person, when he's in a desperate situation, when he's about to despair, when he feels like he's going to give up, he should focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim and know that the Ribbono Shel Olam can do anything with a Moshe Rabbeinu or without a Moshe Rabbeinu. A good chance.